In the culture that chases power, what if Christians chased peace instead? Before your next policy fight or political debate, ask this: am I trying to win the argument or build up a person Jesus died for? In Romans 14 and Ephesians 4, God calls us to speak truth with humility, gentleness, and patience, even in the public square. Listen in and discover how to defend biblical values without losing a Christ-like heart. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our series, Absolutes and the Principles of Conscience. It is a challenging series. It's a series that's taking us outside of our comfort zone, and it's really helping us examine the Word of God. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your Huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. If you are not a financial supporter, I want to encourage you to jump on in, and whether it's $5 a month, $10 a month, $1,000 a month, we really don't care. We just want to change hearts so that we can change the public square. How many of you know that in the state of Washington, we have a heart issue? The policy is the outflow of the heart, and so our policies are not good. They're pretty dishonoring to God, and therefore we want to have an organization like FPIW and FPIW Action to work on that heart transformation, and therefore we can also advocate for good policy in the public square. All right, so we are in Romans chapter 14, verse 19. It says this: so then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of others. Title is Pursue Peace and Mutual Edification. Believers are called to chase what makes for peace and builds others up. Are your words making peace easier or harder inside of the public square? So where are your words? So we're going to break this down in just a second. Enter your next disagreement. So maybe you're having a debate over government, over policy. Enter into that disagreement with a plan to strengthen the other person rather than merely defeat their argument. What would change if we did that? It's not appeasing them. It's how we speak truth. And that's why God says clearly, speak the truth, but do it in love. That's why it says about the Father sending the Son, that he sent him in grace and truth, mercy and truth. And so we see the how to the truth is equally as important. So we need to communicate clearly, and yet we need to communicate in compassion and honor and building others up. So let's break the verse down. So then, what's the so then in there for? Well, because he just talked about food. He talked about days. He just talked about every need giving an account. So then we pursue the things which make for peace. We need this in the government realm. We need this in all of the different spheres in the public circle. And why do I say that? Because so many are pursuing power instead of pursuing peace. I love this. So then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of others, or edification of others. And edifying others is very important. So, all right, let's look at our other scripture for the day. And that comes from, we're going to actually go down to Ephesians chapter 4. It says this: therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. So as you walk out your daily walk, you have to walk in a way that's worthy of God calling you. You are part of the family of God. You are part of the kingdom of God. And we need to do things that are fitting and honoring to the King of Kings. And here's how he wants you to walk: with all humility. Wow. What would change in the public square if we simply exercised humility? With gentleness. Man, that seems counterintuitive, especially when you're talking about politics and government. With patience. Are you patient? That's one I struggle with. Showing tolerance for one another in love. And so we tolerate each other. Now, when we tolerate each other, we understand this: we are all in process. I have been saved since 1999. All right. So about 27. Well, I guess it's longer than that. 99, 26. No, not 99. 97. I've been saved since 1997, so almost 30 years. And I can tell you that I have this off. I don't know why I'm saying 97. That's, I got married in 97. I became a senior pastor in 99. Let's try this again. I accepted Jesus Christ, or he accepted me, in 1993. There we go. And that is, that's where I wanted to go with that. I don't know why I got so messed up on the years. 1993. And one of the things is, I am not the same as I am today as I was in 1993. My Bible knowledge wasn't the same. My maturity wasn't the same. Nothing that I did today is the same worldview that I had then. I thought I knew a lot of things in 1993. I probably think I know things now. In 20 years, those should be should have developed and matured. So we want to show tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Look at that. We have to be diligent to preserve unity, not necessarily uniformity, of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as we are called to one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. All right. So we're seeing about walking in this and pursuing peace with those around us. And so let's go to our absolute for the day, 1 John 5. And we are going to start in verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Absolute. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. I'm excited about that. That is going to be amazing. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will. So what are some things that you can ask according to the will of God? Pray for the other person's salvation. Pray for God to get a hold of their heart. That's according to the will of God. God wishes that none should perish, but all to come to repentance. Pray that their eyes would be open to the truth of God's word. Pray that they would value life. Pray that they would see others as victorious and not victims. Pray that they would, I mean, the list goes on and on. Those are all according to God's will. And he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. This goes way beyond provision, right? Asking for our needs, asking for our wants, asking for all these things. This goes incredibly into our mission, our calling, our relationship with God, that we can ask him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, look at that, not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will for him give life to those who commit sin not leading to death. There are things that don't lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that he should make requests for this. So on some of these areas that are gray that we don't know, some of them are sins that may not lead to death. We need to walk in a way that we plead for our brother or sister that they may know the truth. All unrighteousness is sin. So there are absolutes right there. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not leading to death. Okay, so he's being very clear. We know that no one who is born of God sins. I love that. But he who is born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. You are not touched by the evil one. We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. That explains so much of what's happening in the political government realm. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Did you see that? True, 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 true. Little children, guard yourself from idols. All right. I hope that encourages you today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And Lord, we do pray that as we go throughout the public square, that we will do the things that pursue peace. And that's not compromising truth. That is walking in righteousness, telling the truth, but doing it in such a way that we outlove people. Go before us today. Surround us today. Open our eyes to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast, and those who are far from you. God, let us tell them about Jesus Christ, the way, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Holy One, the Righteous One. Go before him in Jesus' name. Amen. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard